broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
We are back. I'm surprised as fuck that we're back.
Yeah.
No, dude.
We weren't supposed to be here today.
I don't think it was going to happen.
Nope. I didn't think so either, man.
I was ready to be out, bro.
When they say last minute, uh-huh. This was last minute.
Yeah,
bro.
Last minute. I kind of shot a shot in the dark.
Did you?
With my eyes closed and shit.
Don't say that, bro. Not around here, man. What's wrong with you?
I know.
Dude, we're not even 1 minute in. You're already talking about a fucking
shot in the eye.
I didn't hit anybody.
Okay.
Not a good shot.
Well, it was in the dark. You didn't know if you hit anybody or not.
Yeah, Barlos looks kind of happy.
Protein, bro. Protein.
It's all protein.
Well, it's mostly because I really can't show emotions right now.
Okay. He's like, I'm really upset.
Man.
So first of all, we're running late because, Barlos has to be a Mr. fucking pretty man and shit, so... I had a Botox appointment. So,
really?
Yeah, so I don't get a touch-up. You know, it had been like 4 months since I had my last round, so it was showing.
How about you do the appointments a little earlier?
Well, you know, it's not up to me. It's up to the individual that does the Botox.
So
I had to go on her schedule.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. And since we don't get paid here.
Yeah,
no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, that's exactly, fair. And you know? And he has to preserve his youth.
It's true.
Yeah, right? You know. He's 32 forever.
I mean.
No, 35.
Bro. 35.
You do need to look good for the listeners. Bro.
Yeah, 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 man. But the last couple of months, last couple of weeks, I've been looking like 45 and shit. I've been looking like you guys.
What the fuck?
What the? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what's wrong with looking like 45?
Stop trying to make me smile, bro. I show my wrinkles.
I know. Hey, I have somebody for that.
No. I'm good, bro. I want to age like fine wine, bro.
I'm aging like fine wine, just with a little additive.
No.
Like mandala.
You're getting a little help. You're getting a little help.
You should ask her if she wants to give us a promo code.
A promo?
Yeah, maybe we can get her some business.
She charges $5 a unit. That's pretty
for
cheap.
For you, right?
Oh, no, for me, it's free, bro.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. He's like the guinea pig. He started this shit.
I started this gangster shit.
Wow. Hey, man, you still look good.
Yeah, thank you.
So you could be her poster child for
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
It's pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, but it's looking all right.
So far, so good, right? How long has it been since your first touch-up?
My first?
Your first one, yeah.
4 months?
Nah, it's been like a year now.
Wow. All right. See,
already
I was
a
afraid.
Fucking year?
Yeah. This is the third batch right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, bro. I was afraid, man. Because you've seen those people, right? The people that look a little freaky.
Well,
yeah.
That's Botox and fillers.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought he was going to end up looking like the cat lady and shit.
Yeah. I'm walking in here. No. Like, meow, guys.
That's a big pussy.
I want to look like the Cat Eyes movie. Remember the Cat Eyes?
Yeah,
like that.
Man. Oh, fuck that scary. No, you look great, man.
Thank you, bro.
I can't tell. See, but I don't pay attention to people and like their aging.
Especially a man.
Especially not a man, right? But I don't see any difference as far as like maybe like making it look bad. You don't look bad. It looks pretty good.
No, because we only do what is needed. We don't go overboard.
Okay.
And right now, I look fine because it hasn't kicked in because I just got it done literally fucking 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, but even before, like when it
does
kick
in.
Right. You look normal. You look like a normal person.
Yeah,
Victoria's walked in one day and he was like, damn, bro, did you get some more done? Like, why? You can tell? Like, yeah. It's like you have nothing. There's just like no lines.
But see, but somebody that doesn't know you, like it, you can't tell.
Right,
like,
right.
It's just, it's not like, dude, like that motherfucker, what the fuck?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So
for now, I guess, I'm kind of sold on the Botox.
I'm aging gracefully, bro.
You are.
I'm trying to.
You are.
I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to look healthy as well.
Hey, well, like Botox get the wrinkles out of your balls and shit?
Ooh. You know, I can send her a message and ask.
don't tell her that I asked.
Can I send her a picture of my balls? Maybe she can see if she can help.
I think her husband will get upset with
Are
that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because listen, man, I just recently like shaved down there.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Mach 5, bro, or whatever the fuck, with 5 blades, it's a dream. No nicks, no cuts, no nothing.
Stop.
Yes. Bullshit. Yeah, you can't... You can't use the two blades.
So what do you do? Do you fucking stretch out the fucking the skin or
yeah,
what the hell?
A little bit, yeah.
What do you do? Like, what did you guys call it? The bat wing.
The bat wing. Yeah, for some areas you need to stretch it out.
There's no fucking way.
But a Mach 5?
You got to do the five blade.
I would be terrified, bro.
Yeah.
Right?
I know it sounds like a lot of blades and a lot of things could go wrong, but no, the you can only go wrong once. Like if you all you have
can only go wrong once. Yes, that's all you need.
I know. But see, if you go like over it just once, it's less than that could go wrong. That's what I actually meant. Right. Because like the more you start, you know, going stroking it, that sounds wrong, right? That sounds wrong. But the more you pass, the more passes you go, the more that you can nick it.
Opportunities of nicking.
Right.
So if you have the five blade, you would have to probably go maybe once, twice maximum.
Yeah.
And you'll get all the hairs down there.
Here's my problem with that though, man. Because if you fucking sneeze, that's just five blades.
That is.
And if you go, instead of going straight and you go, you know, horizontal, now you look like a fucking fish with fucking gills, bro.
Dude. Oh.
Can you picture that shit?
I don't want to.
and now, that's what a ball looks like.
Well, I just got a vasectomy.
Holy shit.
He's like, so I had a circumcision.
I did it myself, but I think I need a doctor.
It's only on one side? Fuck, bro, no.
I would be terrified, man, but I guess as long as you're careful, right, with the fucking Mach 5.
Yeah, man, you have to go Mach 5, bro. If there was a 6 blade out there, I'd get that.
Mach 6. What if somebody comes up with a Mach 6? No.
No way.
That's impossible.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
I have a rant.
Oh, my God. Already?
Here we go.
Man.
Here we go.
It's been brewing for 2 fucking weeks, bro. And you all will agree with this rant, actually. You guys understand this rant.
Okay.
This unusual motherfucking heat.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
What the fuck? What in the fuck? What in the hell fuck?
I don't know, man.
Is happening?
I don't know. You said you can say it any other way, you'll still get to the same conclusion. Yeah. What the holy fuck?
Fuck is happening with this weather, bro?
I don't understand it.
The other day, it was 107 here. Mm-hmm. And you go outside and you feel the fucking sun trying to fucking kill you, bro.
Okay.
You guys hit 107?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Over at my house it only got to 102.
Oh.
Cuz I'm more
wow. You're by
closer,
the beach.
Closer
he's
to
a
the
little,
I'm
closer
I'm
to the
right
shoreline.
I'm right near the beach.
Right near the beach. maybe I'm exaggerating, but it was at least 105.
It got to 105, yeah.
Yeah, 105,
holy
right?
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was out of control. Out of fucking control. Bro. And we had 105, 104, 103, 3 fucking days. That was 3 days in a row. But the week before that, it was fucking 95, 98. And then, I mean, this is my own fault, but I was in fucking Indio.
Oh.
That's like past. Oh, for those of you that are not from California, that's past like Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. If you know Coachella, the festival, it's in that area. Indio, it's a desert.
Right.
Dude, it was 110 at least. Oh. It was insane. It was hot as fuck over there. But, you know, we had a great time because of where we're at.
Right,
still,
right.
I was in the heat for fucking 4 fucking days of pure heat over there. Then I come home and it's the same
shit.
Yeah,
no, it's crazy. California was fucking on fire, bro.
What's the hottest it's ever been here in California? In Southern California?
107, fool!
Really?
I just fucking said it.
We hit a record?
I don't know.
I assume but that's
no,
going to
no
be a record. Because I know when we were growing up, I think we never hit 100. Only until recent history, maybe like the last 20 years, we hit about 100, maybe 101. But 103, 105, that just didn't happen.
And it's hot, it's like burning fucking hot. Mm-hmm.
And if it did happen, it was about like for a day.
Yeah.
A day or, and then it would just drastically drop.
Right.
Yeah, this was like a couple of consistent days, man, and it wasn't fun, not at all. No, I had the luxury to be in my house most of those days and stuff.
You have AC?
Yeah, just cranking the fucking AC.
You turned that shit on? Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't. I felt like I lived in Coachella, bro. Like, man, I was just, that shit was cranking. It was working overtime.
But listen, I think my AC was at 78 for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it didn't go below that for that time. So I just turned it off. I was like, you know what? It's not going to get any cooler in this fucking house. It was just 78. Uh-huh. And outside it was 101.
Even after you turned it off, it stayed 78?
It stayed 78 because I turned on fans and shit like that.
See, you have good insulation, bro. Like, I have my insulation's terrible. So if, I turn it off, it's going to be like, it'll be hotter inside my house than outside.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. No, it'll be bad.
But that was nuts. Like, it wouldn't get any cooler in here because it was too hot out there,
oh,
I
no
guess.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, my AC was not keeping up either. It was like, holy shit. I actually had to sit kind of like in front of it. Oof. To kind of feel there. Yeah. If I even moved over, like, maybe. I was like, damn, it's hot as fucking here. Holy shit. You know what I saw in the news, though? Instagram.
Yeah, right. There we go. So it must be true, right?
It must be true. Arizona had a record where they had 100 days in a row of over 100 degrees.
No.
100 days?
100 days in a row of over 100 degree weather.
I would have fucking moved, bro. Nah,
how do you live in that fucking hell?
I have no fucking idea.
That's I know.
Terrible.
I know when I went to go play in El Centro.
Oh, God.
What? No. What? No, I went as a kid. I
oh,
was,
he said El Centro.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said South Central.
I know. No. This can't be a movie.
No, we had a tournament out in El Centro, which was like 112, I think.
Oh, God.
And they explained it perfectly. They live in bubbles. Like in the summer, they would go from the store or from home to the store to another store and back home. They would never spend any time outdoors because it'd just be too hot.
Okay.
Like anywhere that they go, they'd have to be, they'd have to have AC.
So there was no outdoor things because there was no relief from the heat.
Nothing at all. There's no outdoor dining. There's no like outdoor fucking events or anything like that. They just stayed home and they just stayed inside.
That's like being fucking snowed in.
Pretty much.
Imagine.
Yeah, no, that would fucking suck.
Almost, because at least you can still go out and go to the grocery store, buy food and whatever the fuck, and go back home.
But I think that'll fuck with your mind, though, right?
Hell yeah, bro. I'll kill you, motherfucker. Like, I can't get out of my house. The hell?
Yeah, shit. No, I would probably go take a drive and shit and just crank the AC in my car to get out, you know, and just do some shit. But I remember, like, the hottest I've ever experienced was about 116 in Vegas.
God damn.
And it was like that. Like, you would walk out of a casino, and it was like you were walking into a wall of fucking heat.
Yeah, that's bro.
Terrible. So you would just stay in the casinos and walk through the casinos and stuff, like, as much as you could.
Someone had the bright idea. Hey, let's just walk across the street to that other casino.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
It's far as fuck.
It's right there. It's not that far.
No, man. See, when we were kids, my dad would take us to the supermarket. Uh-huh. So we would go and we'd hang out by the freezer section and shit. Uh-huh. So you know how they sell, like, those...
The lawn chairs
and shit. Uh-huh. We just set them up right there, right by the meat department.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With his wife and your sister and your dog, right?
Right. And we would just hang out. And then my dad, he thought he was funny, but he would like grab a piece of meat and he would just throw it because he'd see like this pretty girl and he'd throw it like, oh, miss, you dropped something. And then she was like, oh, thank you. And she would go and she'll pick it up, of course, showing her booty.
Yeah.
Man, your dad was a legend, bro.
He was fucking awesome, man. He had 4 touchdowns in a single game once.
Yeah. For Polk High, right?
And he did that a few times, man, until she cut on. She was like, that's not my meat. So, but it was still funny. It was amazing.
That's a fucking show, Jericho.
I'm sorry, what?
That's a show. That's Married with Children, man.
No, wait.
Yeah. Al Bundy.
No, my dad was married and we were his children.
You were his children.
Wait, your mom has red hair?
Yeah.
Oh, and your sister blonde hair?
Yes.
Like she was like a bimbo too, right?
A complete whore.
Yeah.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
I have a rant.
Oh God.
Another rant.
Again?
What?
Yes. Is it because you're hot again?
You know, it's a little warm in here.
turn on the air.
Shit. So, I'm getting a lot of like hate DMs from people.
Oh,
because they think that our page got locked up because I did something.
Well, yeah, because you didn't show up for the show.
It wasn't why because I didn't show up for the show. We get locked up.
Well, because you know the news outlets, they were a little angry that our show wasn't updated last week, and they were just a little. And then they found out that it was your fault that you didn't show up.
It wasn't my fucking. Wasn't my fault.
It was your fault. It was. Well, you didn't show up.
You were tired from Chino.
Oh, Indio fool.
Indio.
don't be putting me in Chino.
Same shit. Same shit.
That was not
Chino Indio. This is the same fucking letters.
At least put me in Chino Hills. God damn it. Shit. You know what? I was tired. Man, it was like fucking 3 days of just fucking nonstop drinking. Nonstop fucking being up late in the sun.
You could have drank here, bro.
Nah.
It would have been the same.
See, the thing is, my liver needed a fucking break.
Okay.
If I would have came here on fucking Monday or Tuesday, no. It was already looking at me like, he was already looking like the monkey from the show. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mama, no.
No, man. So, to clear the clear my name, it wasn't because... We didn't get locked up because I didn't show up. It was for some other fucking reason.
All right. Well,
it wasn't me.
Okay, maybe it was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
He's like, maybe.
Maybe.
The prodigy child has admitted fault for something.
I'm just saying, like, okay, so the only thing that actually happened was people were asking why the hell we didn't have a show. And I got tired of answering the same question over and over again. And I started copying and pasting the same message to like the listeners. That's it.
So you were spamming them.
I wasn't spamming them. I was just letting them know with the simple message that I had concocted that I regret to inform you that it was Barlow's fault. Wow. That's all I said.
And it was proper punctuation, everything.
Wow.
No profanity?
None, bro.
So I think a listener probably reported it as hate mail. Because you were hating on me.
I'm not hating on you.
Like, yeah. Hate speech.
I was telling the truth. Maybe they took it that way, but there was no hate in that message.
No, there was. I live an incredibly busy life.
I understand that.
You know?
And I wasn't hating on you. I was actually, you know, just letting them know that it was your fault.
But you know what? A lot of the listeners, they're like, they started off by like, did you guys not record because of Barlow's?
Yes.
Like, they already knew.
Yeah, that was expected.
What the hell?
Yeah, well.
Y'all don't know me.
Even the people that like you knew that it was your fault.
They don't know me, God damn it. They don't know my life.
They don't know your life.
I don't want your life.
Yeah, man, so Instagram took it upon themselves to put us in Instagram jail for 3 days.
But you know what's funny? We could still post messages.
On the stories,
on the
right?
Stories and even on the post. Mm. They didn't stop us from doing that. We just couldn't respond to our listeners.
To messages.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was wondering why we were able to put that we were in jail.
Yeah. And we could respond to, like, other posts and things like that. We just couldn't respond to our listeners. That's kind of the weirdest thing in the world, right?
Too bad. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Instagram kind of, you know, they go a little too far sometimes.
Well, it's, what's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, that dude.
You think he's still involved, like that involved?
Well,
I don't
maybe.
Think so.
I
he's like
know.
Spending his money and fucking his ugly ass wife, right?
Okay. What the? Here we go again.
Is she still ugly?
Yeah.
But money gets you some good looks, right?
But that's the thing. But she hasn't been utilizing the money,
right.
I don't think. You know what I mean?
She hasn't. She still doesn't look like a Kardashian or doesn't look like fucking.
Well, let's hope not.
But maybe she's just keeping true to who she is, you know? Like
an ugly bitch.
Yeah, I can respect that.
We're about, ugly bitch with money. We're about to get canceled.
By who?
Dude, Instagram's going to ban us for fucking 6 months.
They don't listen to the show.
They're going to hear, oh, someone mentioned Zuckerberg's wife. You know? He's in his fucking $1 billion yacht right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like, he's getting that message.
Fuck.
Someone mentioned your wife and they said that she loved me. Who's telling the truth?
How dare they?
Hey, this is Pax.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got a listener question.
What? We ain't got no listeners,
no,
man.
No, we do, bro.
We got a couple, man. We lost a couple, but now I think some of them came back.
They did?
Yeah.
See, they always come back.
They do. Les gusta la mala vida.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing, man. Okay, so the listener asks, I brought a woman home from the bar. We had a great time and we slept together. And it was all good. In the morning, I got up and noticed she was gone. But her shoes were still in the living room. I got up early to get ready for the gym and then I left. When I came back, she was sitting there in the living room putting on her shoes. I thought she broke in, but she told me she slept in the spare bedroom apparently because I was snoring all night. I have so many questions. I didn't even ask her, but what in the hell should I think about a woman like this? Is this a red flag? Should I continue to pursue a relationship with this woman, or is this a sign that it won't work out?
Damn, that's pretty good.
That is crazy.
I thought she was Cinderella at first.
She just took off.
And she took off and she left her shoes.
That's true. That's right. She left both her shoes.
You better keep this girl. She may got some money. Oh shit.
But that's the weird one, right? Apparently he had a spare bedroom.
Right, right.
So what would you think if like some girl, you woke up and she was just gone? Like she didn't even sleep in your house. She just took off. Like, what was your first reaction, your first instinct?
I would think like, she stole some shit.
Mm.
I think that's the first thing I would think. I'd be like, man, she fucking left in a hurry. I would check my little stash, and I'd be like, all right, still there.
The last time that happened to me, I was in Vegas.
Right.
I met this girl. I had, like, $7,000 of chips in my pants.
Holy shit.
Woke up in the morning, she was gone. And my pants were gone, too.
No!
And my $7,000 were gone.
Oh my god.
I don't even remember she was good.
Damn. Was she a hooker?
What?
No, I'm really asking, was she a paid professional?
I didn't pay her. Well, I guess I did.
She paid herself.
$7,000.
Wow.
Well, I mean, she was sitting at the bar by herself. She was wearing a red dress. She was pretty hot. She was like a 10.
Yeah, that she was a hooker.
Yeah.
Had to be. Or what do you call him? A worker?
A professional? I call him a pro.
A professional.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you didn't get robbed. You just got charged. $7,000. Plus your pants.
Hey, man, I love those pants.
I know. That's the part that hurt the most. He said, fuck the $7,000.
I know. What the hell? That was all casino money anyway.
Fuck, oh, man.
Fuck. I gotta go get tested.
Yeah, so that's the first thing that I would think. You know, I mean, if somebody like took off and shit, I'd be like, fuck, like why'd they fucking leave? Like why, you know, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. like did they take my shit? Especially if you know, you don't know the person like that, you know, and but yeah, that's where my mind would go to.
I would assume that like I wasn't that good and she just took off. Like, she's like, fuck this shit. This guy ain't worth it.
Yeah, I would assume that she just wasn't down to do it again in the morning, because normally you do it in the morning. You know,
yeah.
If she's spending the night, you go again in the morning.
That's the best part
right.
of hooking up at night.
Right.
You know, you wake up, do it again, and then she just takes off.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe he just needs to reevaluate how much of a roofie he adds on, right? Like, if they're not staying the whole night, he's like, it's wearing off too soon.
He underdosed it.
He underdosed.
Come on, man.
He needs to adjust his dose.
Horrible.
He needs to buy a rape kit. That's
horrible.
That's what he needs to do.
Those are retired.
Bro. Okay.
I think you can still get them on eBay, though.
Look, the vintage ones?
The vintage rape kits.
Or maybe on Temu.
Temu?
No, don't get those, man. Those are the fake ones, bro. You don't want a Temu one.
No, all right.
No.
Those aren't going to work.
They might.
Well, I mean, I think they all originate from fucking Japan anyway, or China.
Okay.
So I think it'll be fine.
All right. He said no research. They're probably not even from over there.
I know. They're probably from America.
But all right, let's say she slides into one of your spare bedrooms.
Yeah.
Because maybe, you know, you do snore a lot.
Right, I do.
And would you find that kind of odd, like if you find her in your spare bedroom?
Oh, fuck.
Like, what do you say to her when she wakes up?
If she's just in there, I think that would be valid. Mm-hmm. That would be valid. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I tend to snore. And if she went and did that, well, fuck it, whatever. You know what I mean?
So not a red flag.
Not really, unless I caught her, like, going through my shit. If I caught her going through my shit, that's a red flag. But if she just went in there just to be like, man, you know what? You were fucking snoring. Yeah. I went over there, and then she comes back in the morning, and we have sex. All forgiven.
If anything, don't you think that's a green flag? Like, she's considerate. She's like, you know what? I want to stay. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to slide out. I'm just going to, like, hang out.
You know what you know what it is?
What?
It's a golden flag.
It's a golden flag? That's I've never heard of a golden flag.
You know why it's a golden flag?
Why is that?
Because instead of going home, she fucking stayed. She found a place to sleep in to wait for you to wake up because you were fucking good.
That's a golden ticket.
Yeah.
I like that.
Golden ticket. Golden ticket.
Yes.
That's what it is. See?
Yes.
You always look at negative, man.
I don't look at
it. It's a red flag.
It's a positive.
No, I think it's a good thing. Like even I thought if it was the opposite. Like, let's say if the girl was the one that snored and she was kind of embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And so she found another room so she doesn't wake you
right.
because she snores. That's still a good sign that she's a good woman.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because there's women that snore.
I don't know if I would want to date a girl that snores.
There's different levels of snoring, though.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Like, us, we fucking snore like fucking hogs and shit. Like, I mean, right. I know I do.
I've never heard you snore.
I gotta be woken up once in a while. Too,
really?
Because I'm, like, snoring.
Okay, so I've been places where you are, and I don't remember hearing you snore.
Really? Oh, you might be like a deep sleeper or something.
Nah, not really. No. But I mean, I've never heard you snore. So
damn. Well, thank you, but thank you. Okay. But I am a snorer. But with women, there's levels. You know, there's like some that snore, and it's like
that little cute little snore. Yeah,
right?
Like,
a little cute snore.
No, not that one.
not Sweepy.
Okay.
No, it's kind of, you know, it's like very low, and you know it's a snore. And then they have a second level. It's a little louder, but it's still cute. So as long as they stay within those two levels, they're good. They're golden. They can stay in the bed, and I'm able to fall asleep, and I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Can you kind of illustrate what it sounds like?
I cannot.
Because
it's hard, man.
Because if you haven't been there, you just will never know.
Right. Okay.
But there are levels, and it also depends on the size of the woman too. You know, some of the women, you know, bigger women, they do tend to snore a little louder. Obviously,
I think when you're on your back, that's probably the most
susceptible
you are to snoring.
Yeah. I always have to switch over to my side or to my other side, whatever. Yeah.
Because can you imagine like the bigger women just inhaling your pillow and shit? It's like,
hell no. But you know, going back to this girl. So, I think what she did was great. I commend her, and if that would have been me, I would have been like, all right, great, you know. And then I would have jumped in bed, and we would have done what we needed to do for that morning. My issue with the question was that the guy woke up, he saw that her shoes were still there,
yeah,
but he assumed that she left without her shoes.
Right? Like, no. Who does that?
Women. No, women do that all the time.
They will leave without
really?
Their shoes?
Without their shoes?
They would walk around barefoot after the club, won't they?
Yeah, but she wouldn't leave her. But does she leave her shoes at the club?
She doesn't leave her shoes at the club.
Uh-huh.
But what if it was dark and she left them in the corner somewhere and she just said, you know what, fuck it, I can't find them, and she just left. It has happened before and it will happen again.
If a woman is going to leave that quick without her shoes, that means you're fucking terrible.
Horrible.
Right.
Horrible.
That's what I would think.
That means you need to reevaluate yourself.
Right.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah. That's what I think, too.
And what, you know, what's horrible is the fact that this guy thought that that's what she did, that she left without her shoes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, damn, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go work out.
You know what would have been crazy? If he would have got on the phone with his friend or whatever, and he starts talking mad shit.
Oh, shit.
Can you believe this dumb bitch left without her shoes? And this and that, and then the fucking girl wakes up, and she hears all that shit.
I can't believe I gave her a chance. She's on like a 4.
Oh man.
Hey, I know you don't listen to the episodes, but 4s give the best head, bro.
Yeah, yes, they do.
I mean... I would agree. Yeah. They got to have something going for them.
All right, but I have a different question.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's just say you wake up in the middle of the night because you were snoring. Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah,
all right.
You woke yourself up.
Whatever the case may be. Maybe you weren't snoring. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't care.
Yeah.
You woke up. She's in another room, and she's pleasuring herself.
Fuck.
Do you take that as a bad sign?
Well, if you ask her, hey, can I join in?
And she,
and
says,
she says, hell yeah.
But what if she says no?
Then you fucking kick that bitch out.
But what if she says no, but you can watch? You still kick her out?
You kick her out. Fuck that shit.
You would still kick. I would watch her.
I would watch and then kick her out.
And then kick her out. Be like, get out of here, you selfish bitch.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Dave Grohl just welcomed another child into this world.
God damn, is he like 50 now?
He is. He's like 50 something already. So that's kind of awesome, right? Fucking another rock and roll star has outlived the fucking grunge era, and he just welcomed the child into this world. It's fucking awesome, right?
I don't know who that is.
You know,
I'm like,
he's the former drummer of Nirvana.
His name is Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl,
and he's the lead. He's basically the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know the Foo Fighter.
Yeah, that
motherfucker, he was like, oh, okay, the Foo Fighters. Oh, okay.
I know
but Nirvana, he's like, oh.
No, I didn't know. The only one that I knew from Nirvana was Kurt Cobain. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, well, he's a new father, bro, and that's something to be applauded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is he like super old or what?
Yeah, he's super old, man.
Well, he's like 50. I mean, he's like 5 years older than you guys.
Okay. Oh, that's not super old.
I mean, he's an older gentleman, yeah.
Yeah, man, I know, like, my friend's grandfather, he was 75 when he impregnated a 34-year-old.
God damn. Wow. What's his name? Fucking
Dave Grohl?
No, Dave Grohl.
Let me ask you this, though.
Mm-hmm.
But would it be okay if he did it outside of his current marriage?
The fuck?
Oh.
Dave Grohl just announced that he had a kid with another woman that is not his wife.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, bro.
No, are you serious?
I'm serious.
He's 55, by the way.
He's 55.
Damn. And he made that announcement.
And he made that announcement today.
So he's like doing it so that he's not shamed or because it's going to come out?
It's going to come out, man. I'm pretty sure, right? Nobody keeps a secret nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, look at Arnold. He fucking paid the house lady all this money, but it still came out.
I mean, the guy looks just like him.
You know, right? It's not Moyne.
I mean, there's no denying it.
I don't know.
And then the housekeeper kind of looked like Arnold, too.
And for some reason, the son has the same accent.
You know, right? What the fuck?
Anyway, I just want to congratulate Dave Grohl for
cheating on his wife.
Okay, no, not that.
I'm like, wait a minute.
This is Ask the Fellas, where we condone cheating.
What the fuck? Just because he gave us, you know, years of entertainment. Man. But you're right, though. You're right. I mean, he's a rock star.
Yeah.
He's lived that rock star life.
It's expected,
and, you know,
right?
It's kind of like, you know, yeah, but when they're younger, you know.
It's expected, bro. You don't think that guy from the Rolling Stones, whatever the fuck his name is, Mick Jagger?
Yeah,
is that
Mick Jagger.
You don't think
he had a kid not too long ago.
Right, exactly.
Right. He was like 105.
You don't think they keep fucking at any age, man? They do. It doesn't matter what age you are. You're a man. You're going to try to fucking find some trim anywhere you go.
Yeah, but if you are, let's say he is going to do that. Okay. I get, maybe I'm being biased because I got my shit fucking taken care of. You know, I turned off the fucking baby making machine.
Right. Yes.
So if you're not out there trying to have another kid, why not fucking go through this fucking process, shut that shit down so that you don't have to worry about that?
You're right.
You know, why not do that? I think this honestly what it is, I know all the men listening to us right now are going to be like, what the fuck, Barlow's? You're a man, bro. I think men are just fucking we're fucking selfish.
Do some people think that it makes you less of a man?
Yeah.
To turn off the baby making machine?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what they think?
I get that shit from people around me. They're like, man, you're a fucking bitch now. Like, what the fuck you mean I'm a bitch? You're like, yeah, you can't even fucking have kids.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But all you did was just cut a little valve.
Two valves. Because I had two balls.
Two valves.
Okay. I was not a cyclops.
Right. But that's all you did. You didn't cut anything else off.
Everything else works just the way it used to work. You know, I still fucking
ejaculate.
Ejaculate. Mm-hmm. I still have that. You know, it still tastes the same.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Wait, I missed that one. Yeah.
Jerky's like, oh, okay.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm glad it tastes the same.
Like,
is there like a blind taste?
Right.
Like, how does that work, man?
So they had me ejaculate before it got done, and then it had me do it again after.
So you tasted both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be crazy if a nurse did that?
Oh, my
God. They're like,
okay, sir, now I'm going to taste your post.
Your post nut.
No, post nut. To see if I taste any actual semen.
I mean, I get hints of.
Hints of Salvador. Eh? Horrible.
Oh shit. All right.
But see, but that's the thing. I don't think people should it'd be different if you weren't able to nut anymore.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's part of the charm.
Listen, I got judged by my doctor. So I think there is this level of judgment out there that people still think that you shouldn't, you know, cut the baby making machine off.
And it's crazy because we're the ones that are able to have kids. We can have 365 kids a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
And women can get pregnant into their late 40s.
Right.
So that's dangerous.
And we can have kids until fucking 80.
Yes.
90.
So that I think that makes it dangerous when you're trying not to impregnate your older wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because it becomes a health hazard for both the child and the mother, right?
Or if you're trying to have a fucking young girlfriend or whatever. The fuck?
See, I'm not trying to do all that, man. Right? See, my doctor tried to throw that into my decision-making, saying, like, what if you get a younger wife? I'm like, God damn, doctor.
And your wife is sitting right next to you.
Right.
You're like, shut up.
Shut up, man.
She's looking at you like, yeah, Jericho. What if you do get a younger wife?
Right.
Yeah.
But I think part of that they do that just to make sure, make sure there's no fucking doubts or you know that stuff that you didn't think about, you know.
God.
It's funny because my doctor was like, "Oh, okay, we'll do it.
let's get them in today.
You want to go? You want to go? You want to go? You want to go now? I wash my hands." Like, hold on a second, man. God, give me a couple of weeks to think about it now. Shit. Like, motherfucker.
Hey, everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
See, you guys should have said the Foo Fighter guy. I know him. I fucking know him. He's the Foo Fighter
Dave
guy.
Dave Grohl.
I didn't know he was in Nirvana.
You should know. Yeah, he was the drummer.
What the fuck?
You should know.
And Dave Grohl, apparently he's a big-time a barbecue guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking brisket, ribs,
yeah.
And all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cool dude. I don't appreciate his Foo Fighter fucking music, but
you don't like you're not
no, I like the music. Okay. I don't appreciate it as much as I do the Nirvana music. Yeah. But it's good music. It's just not something that I would seek out.
What about the cheating? Do you appreciate the cheating?
I kind of do, because it gives hope.
He's a rock star,
it
right?
It gives hope to a lot of men out there that aren't happy at home. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So. Well,
they need to start a rock career first.
That's the thing. That's what people forget.
You got
to
be a rock star. Yep. But you know what? For 55, I don't know if any of these pictures are up to date, but he doesn't look that bad for a fucking rock star. And you would think, with all the drugs they probably do and everything. Yeah. He doesn't look, bad.
No, Victoria wants to get pregnant by Big Day Girl.
He's like, he cheats, right?
No, but if you think about it, everybody cheats.
Everybody?
Everybody cheats.
All rock stars.
No, everybody. All men.
All men.
Yeah, like if we're talking about.
I cheat on my diet.
But if we're talking about like the basics, the foundation of what cheating is,
yeah.
Is your mind thinking about someone else.
Right.
That ain't cheating.
It's cheating. The fuck? I'm sure if you asked your girl, your wife, your amante, or I don't know what you want to call her.
Yeah.
Anybody that you have a relationship with and a very loving relationship, uh-huh. If she feels like she's your world and she's everything to you, you cannot even look at another woman and just think about her in a sexual way. That's cheating to her.
You think so?
You look at an Instagram model, which is you're watching the news.
Sure.
And you like one of those sexy pictures. That's cheating to her.
Well, you're not supposed to like them.
I know. What kind of idiots like them?
Why are you so stupid? The fuck?
See, that's the downfall right there. It's like, what the fuck?
I know.
But you know what? They made those adjustments on, I don't know if, I didn't have Facebook. I'm assuming it was on Instagram or MySpace. Before, people could see your history of things that liked.
Right.
Yeah, they think they took that shit out a couple years ago.
Yeah, Mike Zuckerberg hooked us up for a bit, right? Yeah. He took that, everybody could see everything that we liked.
Yeah.
But they could still see everybody that we follow. That's the problem with
it. See, that should change, too.
So I've recently unfollowed so many accounts. I was following hundreds of them, bro. That was a problem.
Yeah,
and he was liking all their pictures and their videos.
See, I don't like anybody's shit, but I do follow a lot of fucking people.
But see, my problem is not the people that I like.
Uh-huh.
It's when you hit that search button,
uh-huh.
And all the little squares
uh-huh.
are 100% naked women. And I'm not saying naked completely, but you know they're fucking pretty.
Oh, cool. your explore page?
Yes, my explore page. They're all half naked.
Wait, what did you search?
I don't search
no,
anything.
No, it's just you just go into and that becomes like your algorithm.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's right. That's
that,
right.
That little hourglass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of those little pictures are like the explore page.
You know what I have? I may be sick. But a sicko, I mean. But I have like breastfeeding videos.
Oh, you're still flooded with the breastfeeding videos?
Yeah, breastfeeding videos.
See, that happened to me for like a month and then I moved on.
Yeah.
Now it's like cocksucking.
Yeah, no, that's my problem, man. I just
you gotta stop liking the videos, bro.
I guess, man, but that's so hard to do. You know, it's one of those things, bro. You gotta wean off of it.
Wean off, man. I don't know if it's cheating, because we're always going to think about other women, but the big thing is acting upon those thoughts. You know?
Right. Yeah, I understand. But women will always say that even just thinking about it, that is cheating to them.
Yeah, but women,
but who's gonna tell them?
I know. Jarek apparently fucking liking the damn pictures. But women do the same thing. They think about it. They see other guys and they're like,
that's
a good looking guy.
Yeah, but they're never gonna tell you because somehow, like when because
they smart,
they are smart. Like when we talk to our friends that are girls that happen to be women, they say they check out guys, but no one knows about it. Like they have a way of doing it where it doesn't seem so obvious. Yeah. Whereas guys, we're not that smart.
We're fucking over here breaking our neck.
No, it's like that story that I've told a long time ago with my ex. Like we were at I think it was Food for Less or some shit, and I was walking behind her, and so this girl walks by in like yoga pants and like natural instinct I look over for like a second, and she happens to turn around as soon as I did that, and she's like, I saw what you were looking at.
That might as well have been 10 15 20 seconds
and I was like, I go, yeah, the chips are on sale. Right. I was like, the fucking chips are on sale, right? Like, And it was like one of those things where it was just like the natural instinct, but she did not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't appreciate that at all. But
they don't, man.
But that's the thing. That's why I was trying to – I thought I was being discreet. You know what I mean? But I got caught.
Yeah.
But I got caught. But, yeah, like people – I guess people don't like that. But like what Barlow said, man, I'm like, people are human, and they're going to think, they're going to have thoughts, they're going to look at other people. I think it's natural, as long as you don't act upon these urges or whatever. Like,
yeah, you're like, how did I end up with this fat bitch?
but see, that's our baseline.
Yeah.
Not acting on it.
Right.
But that is far from what they think is cheating. Hmm. So, like, even, like, I don't, you guys had sex before, right?
Not with each other, no.
Thank you. Thank you, Victorious.
You're welcome.
For you know, letting the listeners know.
No, when you're in bed with a woman.
Yes.
That was kind of quick.
Yes.
You've somehow, your mind has wandered and thought about another woman.
I can admit that. Yes, I have.
Right?
I have.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, there you
sure.
go.
Yeah.
That's as much of an admission I can get out of Victorious.
Yeah.
But that to them, like if you admit that to a woman, that is a cause for cheating. That's just cheating.
Yeah. I mean, you would never admit that to the fucking right. the woman you're having sex with, yes. that you're thinking about someone else.
Right.
Somebody else. That,
or you know. Even if you call them the wrong name or they call you fucking Jerome or something, like, you're like, what the fuck?
Don't worry. He was 5'2".
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Fellas.
What?
What's up, man?
I want to see if you guys can help me out.
Okay.
I mean, we all have dreams, right?
Yes, sir.
I got hoop dreams.
I got hoop dreams.
Really?
Got hoop dreams, coach.
I was listening to the Chicano Shuffle podcast recently, and they were talking about dreams and shit that happens in their dreams or whatever. Okay. And we've talked about dreams a lot, uh-huh. especially reoccurring mm-hmm, dreams, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
But I've had reoccurring, I want to say nightmares, but they're more like dreams.
Okay.
What does it mean when I'm in, you know, like in a dream, and then my teeth are loose?
Oh.
Your teeth are loose in the dream.
Yes, and I can move it, like uh-huh. the front teeth, the uh-huh. side teeth, whatever, my molars. And I can move them, and they just fall off.
Yeah.
That means Dream Jericho needs a better dentist. God damn it. That is terrible.
That is, and it happens Fuck. A lot, bro. And I wake up, and I'm fucking afraid that my tooth is gone. But it's not. And it's never loose. It's just in my dream.
Do you grind your teeth? Has your dentist ever told you that you grind your teeth?
No.
Huh. Do you go to a dentist?
I don't.
good question. Good question.
I do, man. Okay. And they don't say, they say I got strong teeth.
Okay.
And I have, like, they say I have a lot of saliva. And that's what?
Dude, they what? No, they like to compliment that shit.
They not, do.
What the fuck?
I don't know, bro. I don't know if that's a good thing for me or for him. I'm just saying, he says that I have a lot of saliva.
Hey, somebody's dreaming about you, bro. Ooh. That Jericho boy got a lot of saliva.
What can that saliva do?
I don't know, man. This was after the hot tour.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just weird fucking dreams, man. And I mean, what do you guys think that it could be that I'm – like, what am I afraid of, or what am I worried about that has to do with my teeth?
God.
Damn.
I mean, that's an intellectual question, bro. We ain't got that type of...
I mean, I don't need a fucking
type of time
answer. I just need you guys to just speculate. You know what I mean? Like, what is it what is it about these dreams that I'm afraid of? What am I afraid of in my life?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would associate with teeth in the dream world, you know?
Because I've been having them for years, bro. Like, I'm talking about maybe in the last 20 years. It's
the same shit.
Yeah, and not every night.
Right.
But, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
But
teeth are loose.
And it's just like your teeth just move, or somebody's trying to take them out, or?
I just feel them. Like, I move them with my tongue, and then I grab them with my hand, and they're just loose.
But they're not falling out.
Sometimes they're not falling out, but sometimes I do take it out. You know,
oh, shit.
And you could feel it, like, you know, have you ever felt when you were a kid, you felt that little crevice mm-hmm, or whatever, like, mm-hmm. that there's nothing there. That's what it feels like in the dream. It feels kind of funny. I like playing with, In my dream, I like playing with the little hole.
There it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
There it is.
Wow.
You like the feeling of the little dangling piece of meat.
Oh,
that stays in there.
It feels funny though.
Yeah, and you fucking touch it with your tongue.
Oh man.
That's what it is.
I miss that. I think, you know what? Maybe when I'm older, uh-huh, I'm gonna enjoy that losing teeth. Maybe.
He's like, see, I remember this when I was a kid.
But do you try to eat? Do you try to eat with your teeth in the dream?
No. No, see, no.
You should try to eat an apple. Hmm. I'm curious how that would go.
Ooh, I'd probably lose a tooth right there on the apple, right?
I mean, if it's a nice crispy apple, yeah.
Man. Yeah, no, that should have just made me cringe, bro. I don't even know how to help you, man.
Okay, I have another dream.
Okay.
If you guys can help me with this one.
I mean, we didn't help you with the last one.
But. I know. Hopefully we can do a better job with this one.
All right. Well, hopefully you can help me with this one. So I'm always in a van, okay?
Okay.
Not a rape van. It's just a regular van. It has windows.
I was going to say, stop right. taking the fucking candy.
No. I'm always in the van, but I'm never in the front seat.
Uh-huh.
I'm always like in the back seat. You know, they have like those bench seats. So
yeah,
it's not like those bucket seats where you can just kind of go over and start driving. It's bench seat. So yeah. I have to crawl over to get into the driver's seat. But somehow in my dream, I can always kind of steer it. I don't know how, but I can steer the van, you know, and navigate through the streets.
Okay.
But sometimes it just keeps going a little faster and a little faster. And there's no way that I can hit the brake.
And wait, you're navigating from the back.
So I'm navigating from the back.
And there's no driver.
There's no driver. It's just me. Maybe there's somebody else in the back, but it's probably just me by myself in the van. And I'm driving it, and I'm steering it somehow, but I can't hit the brakes because I'm in the back seat. Or behind, you know, I'm like in the second seat, whatever it's called.
That means you want to be in control. Oh. You want to be in control.
Oh.
But you don't have full control, and that's where you're losing it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I knew you guys could.
There's something in your life.
Right.
There's something in your life that you want to control, mm-hmm, but you don't have the full control.
Or maybe it's like telling you that in your real life you need to slow down.
Okay.
Like maybe you're slowing down where in your dream you don't have the capacity to slow down it. And things are just blowing you by.
Damn, look at this guy.
Wow. That was deep. I had to make up for the teeth thing. I had nothing. I had fucking nothing for fucking teeth.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. And sometimes I'll hit cars.
Oh, shit.
So what does that mean when I'm like, I'm unable to slow down, and sometimes I'll hit a car, you know, that's parked on the side.
That means you're making mistakes.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it. I don't like making mistakes, man.
See? And that's exactly why are you having that dream? You don't like making mistakes. You want to be in control, uh-huh, but you can't be in full control.
So I got to slow it. I got to slow it down.
You got to slow it down. You got to fucking process and fucking take it one step at a time.
Okay. Sometimes, same kind of dream. Uh-huh. There is no steering wheel. So, you know, there's a nub.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's harder to steer.
You need the vice grips.
Yes, right? But I don't have vice grips. Oh, I'm just steering, and it's hard. It's slow, and it's, you know, like it's really hard to steer fast. But it's the same kind of thing. I'm still in the back seat, and I'm unable to fully control the steering wheel.
That means you've lost control.
Oh man, see,
that means something that you're working on. It's done.
You know what? This, do I need therapy?
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Man.
You know what's weird? Like right now that you were mentioning about the being in the back seat, I've had like that, like dreams, like where I'm in a car, the fucking car is driving by itself, and for some reason I'm like, nobody's driving the fucking car.
What?
And so I try to jump over the seat so I can, but by that time it's too late, and I'm already drove off a cliff.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's like a recurring dream that happens.
So I'm not alone here.
But, yeah, but what is it with the back seat?
I don't know.
But did you die?
No, I woke up. I woke up and I'm just like, oh. No, I don't remember dying in the dream, okay. but it's just kind of like one of those things where you're just like, fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, fortunately, we can do something about it now once we understand our dreams. Mm-hmm. And you said that I should slow down.
Yeah.
And try to regain control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not triggered by any backseat trauma that we've experienced in our youth.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, man. It's time to get out of here.
Why? Already?
I forgot to tell you about my last dream. I always wake up naked. I'm just walking around naked.
You're on your own. Okay. You're on your own with this one, Jerky.
I'm telling you, it happens a lot, bro.
He's like, I just wake up naked and I'm just full of glory holes.
Right.
Glory holes everywhere.
Galore.
I don't know. As far as the eye can see.
I can't tell you why, but I'm always naked. And I'm not afraid. But then I have to go somewhere, and then that's where the problem starts. I'm like, I don't even have underwear. How am I going to get there?
Holy
but I always God. Go. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. And I cover myself. I'm like covering with two hands. Uh-huh. Yeah, I forget my ass. I just cover my dick. And yeah. I just fucking go, bro. I don't know, man. But you'll help me out next week with that one.
Yeah, we're going to need some time to process.
Fucking Jericho, man.
What?
You're out of control.
A little bit.
I have a number for you.
Okay. Hopefully it's not the suicide prevention line.
Oh, never mind. I ain't got nothing there. Oh, man. Fun times, fellas. I know we started a little late. We're a little, we're a little tired, but.
All right. We got it out.
I think we got a good episode going here, man. Yeah. I mean, fuck, we had a good time. Last week we weren't able to record, but, the people.
The people.
Have an episode this week. So with that said. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfucker.
Yeah, good episode, man. I'm glad we were able to do it today. Yeah, because otherwise we were going to go for another dark week, and I didn't want to get banned for another 3 days Instagram. Yeah, but no, it was a good episode. I had fun. And, yeah, thank you guys, man, for showing up. And,
hell yeah.
And for the listeners, man, thank you guys. Anybody you guys want to shout out this week?
I want to shout out everybody, bro.
Everybody.
Chicano Shuffle, Chicano-ish, the Bombastic website. Her website, too. I don't care. I'll do everything. Fuck.
Everybody.
Man, you know what? I wish Flashback with the Homies was back.
Yeah.
But he's not. The No Father, No Problem.
Oh, they're back, too.
He's back, but not with Frankie, unfortunately.
Oh, Frankie's not on it?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's focusing on his comedy tour.
Yes, that's what I think. So, yeah. So, that's who I want to shout out.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to all of you.
Oh, and then What Can Go Wrong podcast. How can I forget that?
Right. What Can Go Wrong podcast.
Fucking nuts.
Come on, Jericho.
Yeah. And
I'm still thinking about him being naked.
Hey, we're going to save that for next week, man. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week I have a movie that you shouldn't watch ever, just even if it's free. It's
what?
Called The Union, and it's with Mark Wahlberg and that other chick, the black beautiful chick. What's her name?
Oh, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Oh, my God. I wanted to like this movie. I just couldn't get into it, man. Unfortunately, it was a little long-winded. I couldn't believe the characters. There was no way that anyone in this fucking movie acted like they were fucking special agents or CIA agents. It was just horrible, bro.
Is it supposed to be like a comedy? Or
a little bit of both. A little bit of action, a little bit of comedy. It's just a little terrible. Stay away from this movie. Save yourself the 10 minutes. But other than that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Disculpas, no tienen.